Evening viewers.
Evening viewers.
That's Chris Moore.
That's Nick Elliott.
I'm Nick Elliott.
I'm Chris Moore, apparently.
And we're back with a brand new show. I know it's been a bit of a hiatus.
Good word, Nick. Good word.
Do you think? Yeah.
Swallow the dictionary.
In other words, we ain't done one for a while.
No, we haven't. No, no, no.
But or we're back. A show. No, or a show. But we're back. It's a Wednesday night. And it's coming up to, what, 6:15?
Yeah, it is. Later than we normally do these.
It is. We usually have our pizza break, don't we?
We do, but we are foregoing that today.
We are. We are. I had a bit of cake earlier on, so that sufficed.
Right. That's jolly good. That's jolly good.
But anyway, this is obviously Nick Elliott Podcast, and I'm joined by the legend that is the Reverend Mr. Chris Moore. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Nick. I'm not really a reverend. You know that.
I know that.
But it's fun, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It's something. It's a good. It's always good to have a pseudonym.
It's a good wheeze, as they say.
A good wheeze?
Good wheeze.
I have one of them when I've had a couple of cigarettes.
I know you did. But it is, though. It's stuck. It has.
It has.
That nickname, which is, I don't mind it.
No.
It could be an awful lot worse.
Totally. Yeah, no. I've heard some of the other worst
have you
bits.
Really?
Oh, dear, terrible.
Oh, they're awful.
What they say about you.
Oh, I know.
I don't believe any of it.
Oh, neither do I, Nick.
No.
No.
I wouldn't do it if I were you.
No, I wouldn't. No, I could take it all very personally.
Indeed. It could affect the way you think and reflect on life.
Certainly could.
Couldn't
it? Well, it could. You know, you're very right there, Nick. Very, very philosophical of you, can
really?
I say.
Mm. Okie dokie. Sounds a good kind of philosophical. Yeah, one of them as well.
Yes, excellent.
Anyway, how you been?
I've been very well, thank you, Nick. Well, apart from a little illness a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, right. What was that?
I don't know. I went to bed, as you do, you know, end of the day, so you go to bed.
Yeah, of course
you do. Anyway, I slept. Anyway, I woke up the next morning. The first thing I had to do was to jump out of bed, or not jump, but roll out of bed.
Okay.
And I had to make a dash to the loo because I felt sick.
Really?
So I got myself to the loo, got myself in the kneeling position, you know, the one where you...
Eyes down, new game. Yeah, crash position. Yeah.
Waiting to meet my friend Huey Green.
Yeah.
And
drop the kids off at the pool.
Anyway, nothing happened. So on my recovery, I stood up and I thought, don't feel right, you know. And then I suddenly realised my elbows were aching, my back was aching.
Really?
Everything was aching, and I was going hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. I thought, this isn't right. So I took myself back to bed, Nick.
Yeah.
And basically, I slept another 7 hours uninterrupted.
That sounds a bit covey.
Yeah, it does a bit, but during that sleep, I must have sweated this so-and-so out.
Really?
Because I was ringing when I woke up. Bed sheets were all soaking wet.
Really?
The top was all wet, you know. Horrible.
Bloody hell, man. I tell you, there's so much shit going around this country now, though, isn't
there? Oh, it's awful. It's awful. Anyway, it lasted 36 hours.
Did it really?
Which is all it was. And now I'm perfectly fine. I'm in fine fettle.
You're a catwalk ready?
Yeah. I am. Actually, I used to do a catwalk.
Did you?
Yeah. When I was at school.
Yeah.
Must have been sort of fifth form, I suppose. And some company came to school and said, we'd like to do some fashion shows. Who'd like to go on the catwalk? And I put my hand in, me, because I was quite nice and, well, tall.
Yeah.
I said, oh, yes, you're Marv. So I was given these clothes, not to keep, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I did my little catwalk.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that about you.
Oh, yeah.
You're a man of many talents in dark areas.
Well, more of the dark areas
than talents. Yes. Well, I don't think you can't whack hanging about in a dark area.
No, that's absolutely right. But it was fun, Dick. It was fun. As was my days doing things like the Pirates of Penzance.
Right.
You know, Gilbert Sullivan.
Yeah. He was a good actor.
Yeah. He had that flat cap.
Did a couple of good singles, yeah.
Yeah. That's right. So I did all that, yeah. And life was a... Life was a bowl of whatever.
Cherries?
Yeah, that's the one. That
grapes?
Bowl of cherries or grapes.
Apples?
Yeah, or apples.
Anything?
Yeah. Oranges.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything, really.
Alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Singing. Cockles and mussels.
Oh, that was
alive,
it, yeah.
Alive, oh.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know all these songs.
No,
and
I
watched The Sound of Music the other day.
Did you really?
And I haven't seen that since I was, about 9, I think. came out in the 60s, didn't it?
Do you know, was my mum's favourite film, yeah, or one of her top three. I hated the bloody thing.
Well, I didn't particularly like it, because I can remember watching it the first time, and obviously mum, dad and sis and me, we was on the holiday, yeah, so it was like the outing to go to the cinema. And I can always remember shedding a tear, because I was a very sensitive soul.
Yeah.
And I can remember my mum saying, "Oh, look at Chris, he's crying." And I thought, oh, how embarrassing.
What made you cry?
Just the scene, you know, the storyline, that sort of thing. Anyway, I'm blown bell, watching it on the TV again, it's like crying again.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
Stone me.
Well, I thought, I don't do this to TV programmes or anything.
Was it just sadness, or...
I don't know what it
was. Was you crying because the first time you watched it, you cried?
It could have been a bit of that, I suppose, yeah. But it was a good film. I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, like I say, it's well, mega popular.
The Von Trapp children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello. No, what was it? That song they go, they wave and they walk off the stage. And they make their escape.
I couldn't tell you, man. Yeah. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah,
I was never a fan. I'm not a musical fan.
Oh, no. No, I'm not really.
No, but it's... What was it? Sunday afternoon TV?
Something like that, Nick. Yeah. Yeah.
You can't work a film in the afternoon Sundays.
No, that's right.
You can't.
Anyway, how are you keeping? You all right?
I'm all right, my mate. I'm just a little bit tired. I've been dashing about a bit. Certainly today, I've been all over the shop.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that for the past couple of weeks, really.
Yeah.
It's been a busy time with the filming.
How's that going?
It's going very well. I don't know whether I mentioned it to you, but I'd been offered a lead role in a feature film.
Really?
Mm.
I mean, really?
And according to the people that are involved in this feature film, I am now an actor.
Well, are you signed up member of Equity?
No, I haven't gone to that degree. I personally don't look on myself as being an actor, Chris, really.
No.
The scenes that we went down to Devon, I think it was just over a fortnight ago, and we had a week and a bit down there. We shot four scenes, the four opening scenes of the film. The film's called Diamond Dogs, influenced and inspired by Bowie tracks.
Yes, yeah, Diamond Dogs.
Which is a nice thing. Mm. And it's a British comedy, going to be a feature length, about two guys, me and... well, my co-star, Andy Blythe, who obviously, you know, we do Two Blind Man in Norfolk with.
Yeah.
The film was pretty much written around those two characters. And it's these two guys that Andy's had a bit of time in jail. We are professional criminals. I've never been caught. Andy's been caught a couple of times. And it's about the final blag, which is a jewellery heist.
Oh.
And it's pretty much kind of, you know, there's Ocean's 11 involved in it, Magnificent Seven, that kind of thing. And we get all these guys together as a gang and hit this jewelry vault. That's the basically the plot.
Wow, that sounds good.
But it's a comedy, which makes it really nice.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're going to be able to, you know, kind of produce the film in the true British comedy style.
Yeah.
So it's funny. We've had a lot of laughs to press.
I bet.
I'm just playing myself, man. I can't remember the fucking lines or any of that shit. You know, and I did say to the production company and the director, I said, look, you know, I can't read lines. I'm dyslexic. I can't get on with that shit. And remember them, no chance.
Mm.
So I said, you tell me what you want me to play and I'll play it.
Yeah.
In myself.
In your way. Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing.
Ooh.
So we went down there. We shot in Paignton. Shot in Brixham at the harbour there, and also, which was a big thrill, Dartmoor, went to the prison.
Oh, right, yeah.
And stood outside the prison. And then we shot a scene literally on the moors.
Very bleak there, isn't it?
Oh, serious.
Oh, wow.
It was very cold.
Yeah.
It was mizzling and raining. It was misty. It was everything you expect to be, you know, very Sherlock Holmes, really.
It was. Hound of the Baskervilles.
Indeed, Ski. I know that was the other end of the country, but that's not the end of that.
Yeah, I know, but it's that sort of atmos, isn't it?
Yeah. It was really good, and we had a lot of fun. So I think we're resuming filming towards the end of September, early October, that's the plan. So that's going to take up a fair bit of time between now and, well, whenever we actually put it in the can, which I think won't be soon.
Mm.
You know, it's going to run on, it's a big project. And there's a lot of locations to source. And I think there's going to be some set building involved in it as well, which will be quite nice.
Wow.
Shooting films as they should be. Yeah. You know, absolutely. No green screen and fucking CGI shit.
That's a cheat, isn't it?
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, I look forward to seeing that, Nick.
Yeah, so that's what we're... Yeah. That's I've been busy with that. We've just released the second series of Two Go Man in Norfolk that is now obviously still on Amazon Prime. Third series, we start work on that in the winter. And we've just released a YouTube channel for Two Go Mad in Norfolk, so you can now watch it. It's more accessible for people who haven't got Amazon Prime, you know, which is nice. And the first show of Series 2 went out, it aired on Sunday night, just gone. And we're going to be releasing an episode each fortnight for the next five fortnights. There's five more shows. Is it five more? I think it's either four or five more shows to release. But they're well worth a watch. So anybody listening, followers of the Nick Elliott podcasts,
get the plug in, Nick. Come on.
Definitely. And get in and watch the show, because they're a riot, man. They're really, really good.
Sounds good.
They're really good. They're really good.
And I'll tell you what, when you finish doing that, check out my new book, everybody.
Yeah, most definitely. get the plug in, Chris. Come on.
I'm the same plug. It's called Have a Drink, Have a Smoke, A Teacher's Tale. And it's a narrative poem, and it's loosely based on moi. Very loosely. Moi is French for me.
I knew that.
Oh, right, you did. Right,
yeah, it's
good,
like papier. That's French for paper.
That's correct. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
And Renault.
Mache. Yeah, Renault is a good French word. Yeah.
Citroën,
another good word, yeah. We.
Yeah, we.
We.
Yeah. Eric Cantona.
We.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zidane. Yeah.
Reminded me very much so going back to my French O-level days, you know, and I took an O-level in French.
Right. And that don't surprise me, you.
Well, I was the only boy in the class that passed it.
That don't surprise me either.
No, but the funny thing was, Nick, you had to have this oral exam. See?
Okay.
And there's a French lady talking to you, and I'd learned all these stock phrases, like, j'habite dans une maison avec trois chambres, that type of thing.
Okay.
And then, because I was feeling quite confident, I remembered another phrase that I'd learnt off the top of my head. And I said to her, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Which means?
Which means, will you sleep with me tonight, please?
Really?
She looked at me.
Was she keen?
I don't think so, Nick. No, okay. She was about 93, this woman.
Really?
Yes, yeah. I was about 15.
Okay.
But I realised I'd done wrong. But
bit of an older woman attraction
thing. Well, there was that going on.
Oh, good.
But lovely. I passed it. So that's the main thing.
Fantastic. Do you think that had got anything to do with the kind of final close on the questions? You know, will you call to sleep with me?
Yeah.
Do you think that threw the verdict?
I think it probably did, actually. Yeah. I think he's using his initiative there. You know,
it's a way forward.
French conversation, you know. J'habite dans une maison. I mean, to live in a house.
Okay.
Avec trois chambres. That means with three bedrooms.
Yeah. Bloody hell, man. How do you remember all this shit?
Well, it's ingrained, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it is. Yeah. That's called learning, isn't
it? Learning, yeah. Oh, dear. Happy memories, eh? Happy memories.
Yeah, you're a big school fan, weren't you?
Well, yes. I'd more so as a pupil than in my professional career, I must say.
Yeah, I know you was a...
I was pleased to get out of it in the end.
A big fan of going to school, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Got some great laughs. Really did.
Talking about going to school...
Yeah.
Let's talk about a bit of a topical subject.
Go on, then.
What do you think of the Gallagher brothers, then?
What do I think about them?
Oh, well, or their reunion.
I'm very pleased. I'm pleased. I've always liked Oasis.
Right.
I think it was a shame that they split in the way they did.
Yeah.
Because I felt they had an awful lot more to give. But we shall see, won't we? Because it's now 15 years. Is it about then?
Yeah, 15 years since they played together, apparently.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot can change in that time.
Yeah.
But...
people grow up.
I tried to get a ticket, Nick.
Did you really?
I tried. So at 9 o'clock Saturday morning... I was on the computer and I turned it on. It said something like, you are number 423,976 in the queue.
Yeah.
I thought, no, I'm not.
sounded a bit like a post office.
Yeah. And that was it. I was not going to wait. The chance of getting the ticket was virtually impossible. But then they did this thing, what they called, where the price rises as demand increases.
Did they do that? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, how that works is, because I'm an old boy, I was only interested in the seated bits.
Yeah.
So the most expensive tickets were the standing ones.
Right, okay, yeah.
So I would have had a seated one behind the band. I don't mind, as long as I had a seat at Wembley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it was advertised something like £80.
Right.
I thought, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
But apparently what they were doing, they were rising that price the more demand was going into it.
Were they really?
Yeah. So £80 went out the window. It was coming up to about 200, 240 just for the cheapest tickets.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, which is a rip-off, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, ticket prices obviously are a bit controversial at the minute anyway with the ludicrous prices these pissing people are charging.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't try to get a ticket. If I was asked to work, you know, in some way, either with the band or the show or whatever, I'd definitely have a bit of it. Would I go as a punter? No, I probably wouldn't. I won't. I'm a bigger fan of the brothers than I am of the band.
Really?
If I'm honest, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think because their personalities, I like the fact that they tell it as it is.
Yes,
they and do. They've got a fantastic sense of humour. And they're working class.
Yeah. Yes, which, that's true.
Which is the bit, I think, that has made them what they are, in all fairness.
Plus the Beatles.
Well, yeah.
Because there is so much Beatles influence in their music.
I know that, certainly when they broke the story and the rest of it, and then they started to sell the tickets and all this shit, there was a lot of kind of social media comments, you know, wannabe Beatles band and all this kind of stuff. I'm not too sure that I share that view.
Mm.
I think, obviously, all forms of art has got to be influenced by something.
It's got to be inspired
by something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think it'd be interesting to see. I like the fact they're doing Manchester, aren't they? They're going
all over the place.
Is it a world tour? I heard it was.
I think it will be. They haven't announced where it's going yet.
Okay.
Outside of the UK. But certainly it's going to all the main countries in the United Kingdom.
How many shows are they doing here?
Oh, I've got no idea, Nick.
Right.
Quite a few. It's Wembley's five, from what I know.
Five at Wembley?
Yeah, five at Wembley, I think. Don't quote me.
Christ, okay.
It's quite a big number.
Right.
And I think other places are, you know, comparatively large as well.
Right, okay.
And they added some more onto it as well.
Have they?
Yeah. So they're doing well. But so long as they just don't rip people off, you know, and I don't think they will somehow.
No, well, they kind of made a point of that, didn't they? My understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, that the prices started at about £150.
Yeah.
But for what, I do not know. No. I saw that as the Manchester shows.
Right, because they're all different, aren't they?
I don't know.
I assume they are, Nick. I don't know.
No idea. Yeah. I don't know. But I know they made a deal that, or they made a big deal out of the fact that they were trying to keep it sensible prices.
Yeah, well, good for them.
Mm. You know, as against the likes of, you know, people like AC/DC, which was weighing in about 600 bloody quid.
Oh, God. This afternoon, I was on my internet there, and there came up on the screen this year recording, 2024 recording of Angus Young.
Yeah.
AC/DC. He's the guy dressed up in the
school. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what? He looks like he's 90.
Yeah, I know.
Thinning hair is, you know, sort of scraggly long. His face looks awful.
Really?
And he played this guitar solo, and I thought, this is just awful.
Really?
Yeah, really awful. None of the, you know, you remember him, don't you, as doing that step across the stage.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the brilliant riffs he had. Yeah. I thought, oh dear.
Was this from the last tour?
I don't know what it was from, but it said recorded in Australia. I think it said 2024.
Really?
And it wasn't a pleasant watch.
I spoke to a guy that was there on the Wembley show.
Mm.
And he said that the band was still as good as they were, but Angus saw it to hit it on the head because he looked like he needed a carer.
He does.
Yeah.
He really does, yeah. Which is a shame because you remember him as he was.
Oh, yeah.
I do. You know, in that schoolboy outfit. And
when you see these people, you remember that performance, don't you?
Yes.
And what they were doing, blah, 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 how it was.
Yeah.
And then you can easily get shocked when you kind of go to 30 years on or whatever.
Too right.
yeah. you know, to find out that these people look really bloody old and shouldn't be bothering with it.
I think he should knock it on the head.
I know we've spoken about this before. I don't know how old he is. I'm not too sure. He's 70 something, I think.
Well, he looks it, Nick.
Does he really?
Yeah. It's a shame, I think, you know, to see him like that.
I think they're just probably, I don't know, probably should stick to just recording studio material and leave it at that.
Yeah.
You know, I have a problem with these aging bands. I really do. Mm. I think that they should come to a point of where, hang on a minute, I'm looking a bit of a twat. You know, probably I should hit it on the head.
Well, a lot of people said that about Oasis, really.
Well, I know. Those guys are quite young, though, aren't they? 50s? Mid-50s, aren't they? No.
Yeah, I've read about that.
Yeah, I think so. Mm. Something like, is he the older one? No? Or Liam?
Don't know,
not too sure.
No.
But I think they're kind of early 50s to mid-50s, I think. But Noel's, is his wife just fucked off again or something?
I think one of them is,
he's going through a divorce.
Yeah, so he probably needs the money.
It could end up that way, yeah. Yeah, solicitors' bills can run up. Yeah, no, having had two of them.
Yeah, I've had one of them, and I know what you mean. Yeah.
Not exactly the best investment, is it?
No, it's not.
Yon
really.
Side of an ISA.
No, not really, no.
Not at all.
Love to have been a solicitor. Cool. Just think of the money you could make.
Dear me, stupid money, isn't it now?
Yeah.
Was it 300 quid an hour in the kind of rural places?
Yeah, that's right. They charge something like £50 for opening a letter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just open a letter.
Oh, yeah. Or an email or something. Yeah. What is it? How do they get away with that shit?
Well, they do because they control it themselves.
Oh, totally.
They? Yeah.
Totally.
Got it well sorted, those people.
So, I don't know whether I wouldn't think they'll be broadcasting any of this. I would imagine they'll shoot it.
They've said they're not going to release anything for television.
No.
No, which is a bit of a shame, Nick, isn't it?
It is, but that kind of hits the ticket sales on the head, don't it? Yeah. And, I mean, obviously, they'll shoot it to release, I don't know, let's call it a DVD or whatever it is, some kind of download, whatever it is, at a later stage. But... No, I mean, is it June it kicks off?
Well, I think it is, yeah. The London one was July. I remember the date, July. Yeah. But it's going to be good, Nick. It's going to be very good.
Yeah. I think it is. do you think it's a bit of a put-up? Or do you think that they have actually had a fallout and that they're now back together? And I don't think it's got anything to do with money, do you? They're not sure, are they?
They're not sure, no. Something in my mind tells me the whole thing with Oasis has been a put-up job all the way along.
I think it has been, certainly over the last X amount of years.
Yeah. Something strikes me there.
It's mellowed down, hasn't it, as well? You know, the aggressiveness, I think, of Liam has not been so heavy.
That's right.
Towards his brother.
Mm.
But I don't know. I don't know, Chris, what you think. I don't think the solo careers amounted to a lot.
No.
Do you?
No, they didn't, did they? No. It was, one of them had the flying birds.
That was Noel.
Yeah, I listened to a couple of those albums.
Bother.
It's all right.
Why bother?
Yeah. So, yeah, but it's the raw sound of Oasis I like. You know, the first album, definitely maybe.
Yeah.
Incredible. And I got another album I've got of theirs, is the live album, Live at Nebworth.
Oh, really? Yeah. They did a live album, didn't they?
They did, yeah. And that is fantastic.
Is it really? Yeah. I didn't even know they did that.
And I finish off with their take of the Beatles' I Am the Walrus.
Oh, right.
Which is a really good version of it. Yeah. Worth an investment, that one.
Oh, I might have a tune in at that. No, I mean, I haven't heard, I didn't even know they did it. And obviously knew about the Nedworth shows.
Mm.
I think biggest selling, weren't it, outside Robbie Williams?
Oh, yeah, I should say.
Robbie Knobcheese. I mean, you know.
Good old Robbie.
Yeah, he pulled him in.
Let me entertain you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I don't own any of the albums, I've got to confess.
Mm.
That's
all right, my child. I'll take your confession.
Okay.
I am the Reverend.
You are indeed.
Yes.
I'd like to confess
Marys.
That. Three Hail Marys?
That's her, do.
She
nice
live
girl.
Local?
She does. Nice girl.
Lovely.
Nice girl.
Eyes down. Does she have a bike?
Does she have a what?
A bike.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. No.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
She goes by the name of Apricot Lil.
Really?
Yeah, it's Apricot Lil. Or Slack Alice.
Ah.
I'm quoting from Larry Grace.
Yeah, I know you are.
Funny. Wasn't he funny?
He was fully bloke.
Oh, the way he used to drag that chair on the stage.
That was very kind of, oh, is she funny? It was a bit Frankie Harewood that you just said that.
Yes, it was a bit, yeah. He would drag that chair on, wouldn't he? Say, he would say, oh, a bit dusty in here, isn't it? You know, camp.
Was he the troublesome one, or was it Frankie Harewood? One of them was a bit of an awkward bastard.
I think Frankie Howard was the awkward one. Yeah.
I can't remember. I know one of them was.
Larry Grayson, his catchphrase was, shut that door.
That's it, yeah.
Shut that door.
Yeah. It's quite amazing, isn't it, now, how that was even considered funny. Well,
yes, that's right, because it's really quite offensive when you think about
it,
today's standards. But I think with Larry Grace, he just did it for laughs, you know.
Well, that's
why
was,
not?
That's what it was about, wasn't it?
And Frankie Howard, do you remember the old Up Pompeii programmes?
Yeah, I never bother with them, though.
But it was full of innuendo.
Oh, that was full of loose women with not a lot of clothes on, weren't
it? Yeah, it was quite funny.
And strange guys from Essex trying to be Romans.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that.
Oh, dear. Good days, they were. Mm. Funny stuff.
They were.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be, obviously, going to the Oasis show, which is a bit of a bar.
Unfortunately not. Mm. Yeah, it wasn't, you know, I tried, Nick.
Yeah.
I made a token effort to get a ticket. If anyone got a ticket, well done. Congratulations.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, and enjoy, because it's going to be good.
As long as I just hope that the people that did get the tickets are true boys of the music and fans of the band.
Yes.
Not just because they think it's some kind of social event.
Or going to sell the tickets on.
Well, that's a nonsense, isn't it? Yeah. That is just a total fucking nonsense.
Because there's bound to be people who bought loads of them with the sole intention of selling them on.
Well, there was some kind of gig going on, weren't there? I only caught this on the radio, BBC.
BBC?
BBC. Mm. And that there was some special deal or something, early bird tickets or something.
Yeah.
Which people got.
Pre-release.
That's
it. Pre-release, yeah.
And then you've got some yo-yo selling them for about a grand on eBay and all this nonsense. I think the band climbed on top of that, though, didn't they?
They did.
And stopped it.
Yeah.
Hit it on the head, which is a good call. But, am I bothered? Not really.
Am I bothered? Am I bothered? Am I bothered?
No, it's funny because Planet Rock actually put out a really good tweet. This is the reunion we got, and there's a picture of Oasis. Mm. And then this is the reunion we wanted, Led Zeppelin.
Oh.
You know, which I thought was a great tweet for Planet Rock.
Could
I did.
You imagine that, a Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
But there are rumours, isn't there?
Are there?
Yeah, there are. I heard this the other week, that they're actually recording some stuff together.
Wow.
And Bob Plant has openly admitted that that's what's going on.
Wow.
But I don't really know any more than that.
No.
It was just what I heard. And it was obviously, you know, it rocked the music world big time that they're all back in the same room, we'll say.
Yeah.
Doing some stuff.
Less John Bonham, of course.
Of course. Yeah. Obviously with his son.
Yeah.
So that would be quite interesting to see what goes on and how that develops.
I've got every single Led Zeppelin album.
Have you really?
Yep. I think I have.
Which is the best one?
To my mind, my favourite, well, I've got two. Physical Graffiti is one. And Led Zepp 3.
I liked 3.
Yeah.
3 and 4,
yeah.
I liked.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, I did.
Led Zepp 1, first album, not particularly brilliant, I don't think.
That's the one with the Zeppelin on the front, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. But they did some others as well. Like they did an album called Presence, which is a very strange album.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I do like that.
Is that one of the later ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
The later stuff, I kind of went off it a bit.
Mm. Mm.
I think I'd kind of walked away from it by then,
mm.
if I'm honest. I mean, I bought 2... 3, 4.
Yeah.
did have another one.
There was A Song Remains the Same, which is the soundtrack to a film.
I had the discography, the double.
Yeah.
As well.
There's a lot of compilations. I don't count those, really. But, you know, the latter days and the early days compilations.
Yeah.
Don't really count those.
No.
I mean, more into the actual albums. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
But, what a band. What a band.
Fantastic.
I saw them at Nebworth.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I never saw them.
Yeah. Well, I say I saw them. I was in Nebworth about half a mile back.
From yeah. But
tiny little dots, you know, behind a great big projection of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was there.
Were you really?
I was there.
What year?
God, now you're asking. It was 1970 when I start teaching. It was in the first year of that. So, you know, 78. Must have been 79 or 80.
Fantastic,
yeah, must
man.
Have been around about
I didn't
there.
Know that.
Yeah. I was there.
Stone me.
I was one of those 200,000.
Wonderful. Because that was one of the biggest Nebworth shows, weren't
yes, it?
Yes, it was. At one point, I think. And then I think Oasis took over from then. And then Robbie Knobcheese, he stepped so
he
up, did. Didn't
you
he?
You like that name, don't you?
Yeah. Well, he is a bit, isn't he?
A little bit.
He's a bit of a Knobcheese, really.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit, Nick.
Yeah, he can't do it. He's just, he ought to give it a miss.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes.
That's definitely... That's
one of my very early memories of camping, you know. Although I was in the Scouts and the Cubs, but this is different.
Yeah.
You pitched your tent, you know, and then you went off to see the band, try to find your tent after it. Absolutely dead loss.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Goodness knows where
Who did you go with?
My ex.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Wife at the time.
Wife at the time.
Right.
Yes. Oh, we were very young and in love at the time.
Okie dokie. Yes. I remember that.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Yeah. We got all these weird aromas coming in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And my ex being a good Catholic lady, she was saying, well, I can't see what all the fuss is about. Me, I was going away with the fairies.
On the gear or the band?
On the spells.
Oh, you know, I see. Got it.
We were both obviously breeding the stuff.
Yeah.
Affecting me big time.
Yeah.
But there's my lovely Catholic, you know, butter wouldn't melt. Didn't touch her at all.
Really?
I thought, oh, God.
Probably because she's a Catholic.
Well, it could well be.
You never know.
Be, yeah. If you're listening, Roz, hi.
Sending love.
Sending. Barry White, yeah. Barry White. I can't do it now. When I have a cold, I can do a brilliant...
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
Barry White. the Wars of Love, Roz. No, it hasn't got the effect, you see.
Not Christ, I didn't know that. That's a real...
Arsenal.
Excuse me, clearing of the throat there. 1-2, 1-2. Bit more kick drum down
that's
there, please.
Yeah.
That's one... There's a box to tick, isn't it?
What, Nebworth?
Well, Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah, Led Zeppelin. Definitely. Yeah, you say that. Yeah.
What year did they kind of fold it up? That must have been towards the end.
Yeah, it must have been pretty well near the end, yeah. I'll have to show you a photograph I've got.
Oh, you got a picture?
Yeah,
a
newspaper clipping of it.
Oh, really? I remember the show.
And I can identify exactly where I was. I was underneath a tree.
Right.
There's one tree there, and all you see is these massive people. And I was by that tree.
Bloody hell. I did some stuff there with Metallica.
Oh, but there's another band.
I've worked there 2 or 3 times with various different bands. Yeah, bit of a git to get to. I do remember that.
Yeah, Nebworth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's north of London, Stevenage way, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's where it is, yeah. A1, off the A1.
Oh, I went there by train.
Oh, by train. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because my ex at the time worked for British Rail, we say.
Oh, okay.
So if you got these quarter price tickets that we could have.
Got it.
So it was quite a little cheap little jolly,
so
really.
So did you go for the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, right, hence the tent.
Hence the tent,
okay.
Yeah. Didn't get much sleep.
Okay.
But it was fun. Breakfast was fun.
Yeah.
Because all these places, if anybody bothered getting up the next morning, they all had their little fires, you know, little Bunsen
burners. Oh, yeah.
You smell this bacon cooking all over the place. It was quite nice.
Yeah. Now, I have done that kind of thing, but it's a long, long time ago.
Wouldn't do it again.
No.
No. I want the comforts.
Oh, totally, man.
Yeah.
Need your hair dryer and, you know, straighteners and all the bollocks.
Straighteners, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Got to be done. Yeah, I know you're a big supporter of hair straighteners, aren't you, Chris?
Oh, God. Yeah, definitely, Nick. Yeah. I've hardly got any hair.
But that's why you're a big supporter.
You're supposed to say I've got lovely hair, Nick.
Well, you have got lovely hair.
Well, that's over you, Nick.
Not a lot of it.
No, well...
But you've got lovely hair, what you have got.
I trim it, Nick. I trim it. I don't let it go au naturel. Like
you don't?
You. No.
Okie dokie. Well, probably
and,
your...
And also, it's not white, Nick.
No, it's not. You got a big time advantage on me.
Big pun?
Yeah, you have.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah, you have.
Yes,
yeah.
You're natural. Yours is natural colour, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah. Yeah, I just thought it was time to literally, you know, be as God had intended.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know what that was, but or what he intended.
God, what or, did you intend?
He's not likely to tell you.
I don't think so.
No, not at all.
I wrote a poem the other day, Nick.
Did you really?
And it's called, because I go to this poetry group now.
Yeah.
And we were told to imagine if we could go backward or forward in time. Who would we like to meet? And I thought about it. I thought I'd like to meet God.
Okay.
So I've written this poem. It's called In Conversation with God.
Yeah.
And it's really quite funny.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a funny one, Nick. So I'll show you it later.
Yeah, defo.
Yeah, that's one for the radio, folks.
Totally, totally. Or for all your God-fearing people.
Well, yeah, you don't have to fear about that one. No, not this poem.
So that would be who you met, would it?
That would be who I would like to meet.
Okay.
Yes, yes. With some fundamental questions.
Oh, yeah. I think I've got a bag of them bastards.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Yeah, it'd be more of a kind of question, Q&A session,
a question
really.
And answer session.
Oh, yeah,
it would. Meet and greet.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Didn't know about the greet bit.
Or the meat bit.
No, or the meat bit. No, no, not at all.
Can you imagine that? A meet and greet with God. You know, a weird thing, wouldn't it?
I think it'd sell out.
I think it probably would.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, where would it be held? Heaven?
Possibly.
On earth, as it is in heaven?
Could be.
Yeah, never know, do you?
Could be. Or one of these kind of Islamic countries, you know?
Yeah.
Middle
yeah.
East?
Could be.
Do you think Jerusalem vibe in a stable?
Yeah, why not?
Lots of animals and three geezers coming in on camels.
It's a bit weird, isn't it? When you think about it.
It's a great story, though, isn't
it?
Oh,
a marvellous story. Yeah,
marvellous. Absolutely marvellous. I'm a big fan of that.
Well, of course, the three wise men never got there in that Christmas.
Didn't they?
It was 3 years later.
Was it really?
These guys were coming from the Middle East.
Were they coming on train?
They came extra, you know, fast express service.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I didn't know whether there was, you know, snow on the track or something.
Well, people
like
seem
that.
To think that these three wise men arrived at the same time. No,
I thought that.
They were 3 years after the event.
Really?
Yes, yes.
What, they got there, there's no stable, a part of Barrett's house estate.
Barrett's?
You know?
Yeah. I do know. Excuse me. Yeah, it's lots of weird things. The idea of angels as well. It's a weird one. Really.
Do you think?
Well, men with wings, you know.
I don't know. I'm a angel fan, me.
Are you?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big supporter of that kind of thing.
Well, like the Frank Spencer.
Indeed.
Stop looking there, you naughty shepherd.
Some mothers don't bother,
yeah.
And they shouldn't have done with that, really. I bloody hated that programme.
Did you?
Terrible. Couldn't
really?
Stand it. Couldn't stand it.
Oh, it has been stitches.
Marvellous performer, the guy, but I just could not stand the programme.
Oh, dear. I found it hilarious, that programme. And, of course, Michel Dutrice.
He was good. Then
he
three.
Was very good. I had a thing for her.
Did you really?
It's Betty. You know,
really?
Betty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Liked her.
Bit of a pin-up, was she, in the Morgaff?
She was a bit, yeah. Along with Debbie Harry, another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't think of any others.
Well, I mean, you're probably pretty much at the top of the heap with Debbie Harry, aren't you, really?
Well, not now.
No, 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 no.
Unless they've gone socks.
Yeah.
You know, but,
bit of an old bird.
At the time, yeah. And the other one, of course, would be, what's her name, from ABBA. The blonde one.
No, I was never bothered about the blonde one.
Oh,
no,
like
I always thought the dark one was the more attractive.
But it's always one or the other, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, you hadn't got any choice because the two were geezers. You know, unless you was a bit like, you know,
you
couldn't
like
decide
them.
Where you park your bike, they you know. If that was the case,
they
you know.
Quite nice boys.
Dear, oh dear, no, I weren't an ABBA fan at all.
Oh, no, music.
Couldn't stand them.
No. No.
2 minute pop songs.
Yeah. But good pop songs.
They were sold a lot of records and made them very, very rich. And they're worth more than Volvo. They're the best selling act to ever come out of Sweden.
More than likely. Yeah. Along with what's his name? Sven Goran Eriksson, bless him.
He's
passed on recently.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Ah, there we are. Such is life, Nick.
Something like
Such
that.
Such is life. Yeah.
Well, we've kind of we've bunnied on, haven't we?
We have this indeed. For the how first minute, show for, how many minutes is that?
For quite a few. I can't see without my glasses.
I can't see without mine either. Couple of old crocs here. Both put their glasses
nearly on. 40 minutes.
Nearly 40 minutes.
Nearly 40 minutes you've listened to this crap.
That's 40 minutes you're never going to get back.
No, but never again. You'd never replace it.
Oh, no.
Totally priceless. Isn't it?
Certainly isn't it.
Totally priceless.
Yep, yep, yep.
Well, we're going to sign off, guys, and thanks ever so much for being patient and waiting for the new shows. Like I said, I do apologise. It's been work commitments, really. And Chris, being an international sex icon, he don't get a lot of spare time.
Certainly don't. No, it's tough life. It's tough life, Nick. Yeah.
You know, so you have to put the work in.
I do. And it's worth it.
It is. I've heard it said. Anyway, for now, we're signing off. And it's a goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
Stay safe, everyone. Catch you in a bit.